Oh, just one moment, I'll get in for you.
Sure.
David Hobbs.
David, is it?
Yes.
Thank you. David, you are the president of Hastings Point Tweed Coast Probus, correct?
Correct.
Great. David, we have an idea for you that will guarantee you up to 40% of your members trips away. It's Adam here with Australian Escapes. And we are also setting up Probus Travel Club to give your members access to much more affordable trip options. And this is also recognized by your head office. You can verify the information with Monica from marketing. Did you happen to receive any introduction email from our side, David?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
What's the name of the organization again?
It's Australian Escapes. As I said, we have an idea for you that will save you and your members thousands of dollars of any trips that you're taking in future. And the advantage to you is it will make all your trips a lot more affordable.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Okay. Well, we I think each time we have a meeting, we have paperwork usually on a table there, usually advertising trips and so on. Are you involved with that, you personally, or one of your representatives?
No, we are not involved with that as of now.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, David, may I confirm your email address? It's davjan3, correct?
Correct.
All right. So, David, my purpose in calling is to get your answers to a few quick questions so we can understand how to save you money off your future trips. And we will then send you some information to show others at your branch. And this will take about, say, 7 to 10 minutes unless you have any questions. Is that okay with you?
Yes, I think that should be all right.
All right.
Have you got an email that you are going to send, did you say?
Yes.
Or how long is the email that you're going to send? Obviously, it's going to be rather large. It would be better to send it by mail.
Okay. And the same email address, Dave Jen?
Yes.
Okay, sure. I'll send it to you that as well. Once I come to know, what your travel options and plans are. So we are, David, we are all about affordability and simplicity. The idea, as I said, is to save you up to 40% of your away trips and day tours. Your members are paying way too much as far as we know. We have done a few comparisons. Now, let's take an example of Trade Travel. They have one tour that is for 6 days to Fraser Coast and Harvey Bay, and they're charging over $4,800 per couple. We can do a similar trip from under $800 per person. Not exactly the same, but very similar experiences and all top quality. Now, ours is a more independent and affordable style of travel. So, David, let's get started. And these are survey-style questions, and I'll be as quick as possible. So, David, would you mind if I record this call for training purpose, please?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. David, so when you're considering getting away as a group, are your members more interested in doing affordable short-range trips, say 3 to 5 nights within a few hours' drive, or are you more likely to go on a longer trip, say more than 10 days?
Well, I think it just depends on the group. We've got about 65 members, so they would vary, probably half and half, if there are interested ones doing long trips. But keep going.
Okay, all right. So I'll take it as a mixed result, mixed for both, yeah? So looking at this year, David, do you have any trips planned at all?
Not that I know of. We have members that are overseas now on trips or going on trips. As far as I know, we have one, two, three, there's about six of us, six of our group are actually overseas at the moment.
Okay. So are you, planning or considering or... No definite plans at all, or are you open to the ideas?
Me personally, no.
Okay. Okay. All right, and let me see here. So what places have your members already indicated interest in visiting this year, if I may ask?
I don't know that any of them have voiced any particular trips. That is something that they handle themselves privately. They may not make it known to us. They will book up their trips according to where they want to go and the time that they want to take. We don't inquire about what they are doing.
So, David, do you have any idea if they will be traveling in near future?
Well, some of them are doing it now. There are, as I said to you, there are about six people traveling now overseas.
Okay, I get that. Okay, so just give me one second. Let me just see here. So you said you have no idea about, you know, where your people want to travel. So let me just inform you, David, some of the ideas that we have for you that might interest you in future included short-range self-guided trips via bus or train with great value accommodations for 3 to 7 nights, day tours, and at least one or two group dinners. Now, this type of trips can be done for 40 to 60% less than trade travel tours, and that saves you a lot of money. So this is more an independent kind of trip. So in your opinion, do you feel that some of your members might be open to doing smaller trips like this in future if they were very affordable, David?
Oh, yes, I would say so. Anybody with any sense of value would automatically be interested in saving money.
Yep, that's true. So
those are retired people, and so they will be conservative in their expenditure.
So where have your members been on group tours in the last few years, David?
Oh, look, I don't know. I can't give you all that information.
Okay. All right, no problem. Okay, and how do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing?
Probably if you had a representative to call and do a talk or email us on any information. But probably a presentation at a meeting, one of our meetings, would be a clever idea.
Okay. All right, sure. We'll send you an email with that so that you can present it, you know, to your team members. And David, working out travel styles that might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's different. So some likely, you know, some like fully structured tours and others like more flexibility and independence. So have you ever done a professional email survey of members to find out what type of trips they're interested in doing, you know, travel styles?
No.
Or budget? No.
Okay. No, we have not done anything like that.
Okay.
We leave all of those decisions to the individual, and then they plan their trips accordingly. We do not interfere with their modes of travel or times of travel.
Okay. All right, and from what you already know about what your members want in regards to travel, David, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important are the following factors for you? Affordability, if you have to rate it, between the scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate it?
About 10.
Okay, and how about value for money?
Yeah, value for money, yes, 10.
And how about, if I may ask, flexible travel options, options that suit, you know, different budgets? On a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, say 7.
Okay. All right. And David, are there any other factors those are important to you and your team members?
I don't think so. I think Probus is a matter of choice. We are all retired individuals, either Rotarians or Lions or whatever. So we are all retired and we just choose our trips according to family arrangements and so on.
Okay. Well, there is some clubs have one or more committee members who look after tours and travels. So
we have somebody in charge of that. Yes, we do. We have a major committee member who organises that.
Okay. So is it like, you know, travel coordinator?
Yes, she coordinates trips for us.
Okay, and would you mind sharing her name, please?
No.
Okay.
I cannot do that.
All right, no problem, sir. And organizing, you know, travel plans, getting competitive pricing and communicating with members seems quite a task. So, David, in your opinion, what do you feel you or your, say, your travel organizers need help with the most, you know? Is it kind of learning about what members want, comparing different trip options, or communicating with the members, or, say, need help with everything?
Yes, possibly. They would need assistance. As I said to you before, if you needed to make your organisation known to us, I would suggest you contact us again and send us an email with your prospectus. And from that time, we will decide whether we would like to have somebody call to us at our, say, one of our meetings. And you can then give us all the information you wish.
Okay, so you would be open for proposals, right, for your near future travels?
Oh, yes, I would say so. People are always interested in travel.
Okay, and David, may I have your email so that I can resend you the email, please?
Can you what?
May I have your email address?
Yes, davjan3@bigpond.com.
davjan3@bigpond.com. All right. I was just confirming. All right, David, we'll send you the information, and this is quite a significant step for Probus because it means you are getting free access to wholesale, you know, travel pricing on a wide range of options. And our prices are much lower than what you are used to
paying. Okay, look, you've given me all that information. We don't need to keep on repeating ourselves. Just send us the paperwork, and we will then contact you after it's been observed or looked at through a committee level. How many pages is this document likely to be?
We'll try to send it to you, you know, in shorter version, maybe 2 or 3 pages, okay?
Right, okay, that's all right, as long as it's under half a book.
No, it won't be. All right then, David, thank you so much for the information, and I'm going to send you an information, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay, thank you very much for your call.
Bye-bye, yeah.